In Ukraine, the capital city Kyiv came under shelling again today by Russian forces. Heavy fighting is also being reported in the port city of Mariupol. Ukrainian officials continue to try to negotiate what they're calling green corridors to allow people to evacuate out of Mariupol and other besieged areas. NPR's Jason Beaubien joins us from Lviv. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Juana.
So what's the latest? What can you tell us about the fighting in Ukraine now?
Well, again today, we saw several residential buildings in Kyiv getting hit by shelling. Today, it was in the northern suburb of Oblon in the capital. Further north from there, the city of Cherniv is cut off. It continues to get bombed. There's concern about a major humanitarian catastrophe there, as many parts of the city have been without electricity, food, and water for a week now. And there's street fighting continuing in the besieged port city of Mariupol, even as residents are desperately trying to get out of there. The ferocious Russian air assault on Mariupol has been so devastating that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today said that there's now nothing left of Mariupol.
Wow. So as I understand, there have been some conversations about negotiating safe passage for civilians out of a number of these areas. Has there been much progress on that front?
There's been some progress, but it's been limited. Ukrainian officials almost every day are going on TV, going on the internet and saying we're demanding the opening of humanitarian quarters for civilians. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. We've been talking to people who fled here to the western part of Ukraine, and many of them say that just getting out of these towns that have been occupied by the Russians has been harrowing and often unpredictable. Sometimes they say there's a corridor and then no buses arrive, or they aren't able to actually pass through some of these checkpoints. And then when they do have to deal with the Russian troops to get out, the Russians are searching their belongings, their phones, they're pulling people off buses who've got messages on their phones that the Russian soldiers find offensive.
And what can you tell us then about humanitarian aid efforts? How are they going?
Well, for people who can get to places like Lviv or get across to Poland, there is a massive aid operation underway. It may not be perfect, but it is functioning. However, Mercy Corps' Ukraine humanitarian response advisor, Steve Gordon, today said that the humanitarian system inside Ukraine is entirely broken down. And he's not the only one with that opinion. In the areas of intense fighting, you're basically not seeing a coordinated international aid effort. Oftentimes, you're not seeing any aid getting in there at all. Basic supply chains have broken down, so there's not food going in there. And, you know, most of the support is coming from small local groups like churches and volunteers. And I've been putting together a report on how some people are saying that rather than this big aid operation with trucks, a more targeted cash-based assistance would be better. In downtown Lviv, what until a few weeks ago was a massive arts complex, is now a massive aid distribution hub. In the seats of a theater, women are sorting boxes of socks. In the basement, nursing students are divvying up medicines. There's an area where volunteers are taking pallets of dry food and making small bundles of groceries for displaced families. An art gallery on the second floor is packed with thousands of bags of donated clothes, mainly for children.
This is a huge pile. It goes all the way to the ceiling.
Yeah, for children a lot.
Nastya Stefanovich, a volunteer at the distribution center, says they're getting tons of secondhand shirts and pants for kids, but not enough shoes and sneakers for adults. The coordinator of the center, Tatiana Korstona, is even more blunt in saying that some people are just sending Ukrainians their worn-out clothes.
Like, okay, I understand you want to help, but you have to respect us. To respect the people who lost everything.
She says people are being incredibly generous and her center is able to provide assistance to roughly 500 families per day, but some of the donations are just junk and they have to throw them away. Some of the clothes they sent to a dog shelter to be used as bedding. The head of UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency in Ukraine, Karolina Lindholm-Billing, says a coalition of aid groups is ramping up a program to instead give cash directly to displaced Ukrainians.
UNHCR has planned to disperse unconditional cash grants to at least 360,000 internally displaced persons.
The program will start by distributing funds through the Ukrainian Postal Service. Families will be able to get roughly $75 per month per person at any branch of the post office for at least the next 3 months. Similar programs are being launched for refugees in Poland and Moldova that distribute the funds through ATM cards. Billing says logistically, it's much easier to transfer cash than to move truckloads of food, diapers, and clothes around a war zone. Cash is also often more dignified and useful, she says, for the recipients.
It's better that people get the cash and they can buy, you know, what kind of, if they want pasta or rice or, you know, canola oil or olive oil, you know, that gives them rather than getting a package with half of the things they want and need and half that they would not have picked on the shelves if they could choose.
Currently, UNHCR and other aid groups are starting to enroll people in this cash distribution program, but disbursements haven't yet been made. In Poland, several pilot programs are already offering cash directly to refugees. There's been a growing recognition among humanitarian groups in recent years that cash aid makes a lot of sense in some disasters. Wojciech Wilk, the head of the Polish Center for International Aid, says this is one of them.
For instance, using cash assistance in a drought-affected area in Africa where there is no food wouldn't probably make any sense.
But in Poland, there's plenty of food on the supermarket shelves, the banking system is functioning, the influx of cash also helps rather than undercuts local merchants. Wilk says the plan in Poland is to use the cash payments for a few months to get refugees settled, then to get them enrolled in the Polish social security system so they can work and get access to unemployment, housing, and other benefits. The biggest challenge for the cash aid program, Wilk says, is going to be to get enough international donors to fund it, especially given that there are now millions and millions of Ukrainians who could potentially need this assistance. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Lviv, Ukraine.